Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is the lesson read to you a few moments ago. It's the introduction to the reign of one who is called the Good King, Hezekiah. It was 715 BC when there was a transition in the monarchy similar to what we've witnessed in England in the last few days. Hezekiah, whose name means "the Lord is my strength," ascended the throne and immediately set in motion a complete reversal of all of the policies of his predecessor, his father, King Ahaz, who was one of the most corrupt and evil kings in all of the history of Judah. Under Ahaz's reign, the religious life of God's people fell to an all-time low. He looted and then he shuttered the doors of the temple so that no one could worship there. He offered sacrifices in the high places to all of the pagan idols. He even sacrificed one of his own children. The man was an abomination. And so Hezekiah set out on a nationwide reformation to completely wipe out all vestiges of these false gods. He demolished the idols and their altars. He even destroyed the bronze serpent that Moses had made in the wilderness, because as we heard, the people had begun to offer sacrifices. They worshiped it as an idol. And so Hezekiah reopened and cleansed the temple. He renewed the sacrifices. He reinstituted the celebration of the Passover. And there was a revival that came among God's people as they returned to the Lord and his word. We're told that Hezekiah held fast to the Lord. He was faithful. He was tenacious. He didn't depart from following him, but kept the commandments of the Lord. And the Lord was with him. Whenever he went out, he prospered. He succeeded. Then Hezekiah turned his attention to rebuilding the army, refortifying the city of Jerusalem. He even built a secret tunnel to bring water into the city in the event of a siege. He defeated the Philistines, who had been harassing Judah for hundreds of years. He rebelled against the Assyrians, who had already conquered a number of the neighboring nations. And the Lord was with him. And whenever he went out, he prospered. He succeeded. We Lutherans aren't always comfortable with words like prospered and succeeded. We often associate them with a theology of glory. But the scriptures use several different words to describe people as prosperous and successful. In the book of Genesis, we hear that God blessed the prophets Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They became wealthy men, and they prospered because the Lord was with them. We read about Joseph, who overcame all the difficulties in his life and rose to become a successful man in the land of Egypt. Kings David and Solomon were successful in all their undertakings because the Lord was with them. And even Daniel, who came safely through the lion's den, was considered prosperous before King Darius. In our formation labs, we often talk about success, what it means to be a successful student, a successful pastor, deaconess, servant of the Lord. But the Lutheran question always arises, what does it mean? What is success? How do we measure it? Certainly not the way the world does. So what does success as a servant of the Lord really look like? Perhaps there's one episode from the account of King Hezekiah that can help us. It was in 701 BC, 14 years into his reign, the Assyrian king Sennacherib invaded Judah. Now, the Assyrians had already defeated the northern kingdom. And so Hezekiah, fearful, a prosperous king, wanted to appease the enemy and save his country. And so he emptied his own treasury. But it wasn't enough. Sennacherib demanded more and marched his armies against Jerusalem. And on the way he taunted and he defied the Lord, comparing the Lord to all of the powerless gods of the nations he'd already defeated. And he threatened that Jerusalem would never be able to stand. The Lord God would never be able to protect the city from his mighty hands. And so when Hezekiah, the successful king, heard the threat, he tore his royal robes. He put on sackcloth, and he went into the temple. He immediately sent a messenger to the prophet Isaiah. He was seeking the wisdom and counsel of God, and it came. Isaiah told him not to be afraid because Sennacherib was going to hear a simple rumor and return home, and he would die by the sword. But Sennacherib continued marching and continued to defy the Lord. And he sent a threatening letter to Hezekiah, who once again knew what he had to do. He took it into the house of the Lord, laid it before the Lord, and he prayed a simple prayer. O Lord, our God, please save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you, O Lord, are God alone. And once again, the Lord's answer came through the prophet Isaiah. Assyria would never fire a shot. They would never enter into the city of Jerusalem. The Lord promised that he would defend and save the city. And that very night, the word of the Lord came to pass. The angel of the Lord, one angel, killed 185,000 Assyrians. Sennacherib fled in terror back to Nineveh, where he was murdered by his own sons. You see, the Lord was with Hezekiah, and so he prospered. He succeeded. The story continues. When the sun arose the next morning, the people of Jerusalem looked out on all of that devastation. Picture the scene as they peeked over the wall, fearful of what was about to come. All they saw was dead bodies, 185,000 dead bodies. Their enemy had been destroyed. Their God had saved them. Imagine their awe. There are some commentaries that connect this account with Psalm 46, the great Reformation psalm. And you can hear them that morning singing a song of praise. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in time of trouble. And the song goes on and on as it comes to the refrain, the Lord Almighty is with us. Picture them running through the streets that morning, spreading the news. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations that he's brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. And as the celebration goes on, suddenly the word of the Lord rings out. Be still and know that I am God. And in that moment, sense the peace that would have pervaded the city. The Lord Almighty is with us. That's the message we Christians hear every year at Christmas time, a message of good news, of great joy, of a baby who is called Emmanuel, God is with us, of a perfect king who emptied his treasury, emptied himself and became a man, who came down to earth to save his people from their enemies. It was at the cross that he defeated sin. At the empty tomb, he annihilated death. He saved you. He saved you when there was nothing that you could do, no treasure that you could offer. He saved you by grace through faith which is in Christ Jesus. And as this Jesus, our King, ascended to his throne, he promised, I am with you. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. The Lord Almighty is with you. That is the word for today. The Lord who came to save you has been with you since that day he washed you, cleansed you, claimed you as his own in water and the word of holy baptism. He has enriched you. He has strengthened you. He has protected you in times of illness and pain and persecution and suffering and sorrow and loss. The Lord Almighty is with you every time the enemy attacks. The Lord is with you when everything else around you seems to be failing. The Lord is with you, and that's the key to success. Our text today is one bookend, the beginning of the reign of King Hezekiah. In 2 Chronicles chapter 31, we have the other bookend, a summary of his reign. Thus Hezekiah did throughout all Judah. And he did what was good and right and faithful before the Lord his God. And every work that he undertook in the service of the house of God and in accordance with the law and the commandments, seeking his God, he did with all his heart. And he prospered. That's what success looks like. Brothers and sisters in Christ, come and see the works of the Lord. See what the Lord has done for you. He has saved you. He is with you when you go out. In him, you will succeed. You too will prosper. In the name of Jesus, amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.